Hey, folks, thanks for joining me today here on Postal A&E. I'm having a great guest here. I wanted to give him some airtime. I've mentioned him, of course, on the air. My buddy, William Garish, Billy Garish. He's a teacher, has been a teacher with the Indian River School District for, I believe, and in D.C. for more than 20 years. And he has started, I think it's the first of its kind here in the area that I'm aware of. I could be wrong about that, but it's a kids camp for spring break. It takes place during spring break. And through a synchronistic turn of events, it's actually going to be offered for free. In fact, you've had so many kids, Billy, respond to this that now you're like, whoa, hold on. I need some volunteers. So let's see where you are. Catch me up with your camp.
Thank you, Michael. You hit the nail on the head. I am over the moon excited to be able to host a camp down in downtown Bethany at the Christian Church Conference Center right by the totem pole in downtown. Through turn of events, we've decided to offer it for free with a donation from whatever donation is appropriate for you, for your family, from your family back to the school. We have 50 or so campers coming out. We have six counselors, adult counselors. There's plenty of supervision. It's going to be plenty of adults in charge, but it would be great to have some younger bodies. Some high schoolers or younger spirits to help with kids and stuff. So yeah, looking for volunteers, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds like it's going to be quite a bit of fun. And I'm glad that you've got counselor adults, but what you're really looking for, I believe, volunteer-wise right now would be people with a lot of physical energy, meaning younger people, high school, college age, that can help really get these kids involved in quite a bit of the what they're going to be doing during the day, which is very active. I mean, it's kickball, flag football, fun things that kids would do during a day camp, because it is a day camp, but it's just during the day. It's outdoors, weather permitting. And these kids, you know, kids get bored pretty easy, so they want to be entertained. And you're looking for people that would fit that niche, that would be excited to work with these kids and to help them get this as a successful camp and have a lot of fun at the same time.
That's 100% correct. The kids that we're going to have, amazing kids, and I've taught almost all of them at some point, to have the younger generation, so the youth around the youth, I think it would be really helpful, the experience of the children, kindergarten to fifth grade.
It might be important as well that for people to realize, particularly younger volunteers, that a lot of this experience could, of course, not only be beneficial to them for themselves as humans, but they can use this experience often as elements of when they're trying to get advanced in schooling and they're looking for intern work, or they can use this as experience that will help them with future endeavors, correct?
100% how that often works. The kids that can help, they can volunteer, will get an invaluable experience of working with kids that are just like them not too long ago. Right? That whole like full circle idea. It could work for community service hours, could help them need to hit that requirement. But like maybe what you're getting at, Michael, is that the heart of the thing, the only one rule is just be nice. Be nice, have some fun. And I think to have fun, first you have to be nice.
That makes sense. Those two seem to go hand in hand. Yeah, I like that.
The first step. The first step, yes.
First be nice, then have fun.
Fun will take care of itself.
Exactly, absolutely. But this is going to be your first free day camp here in Bethany, a new endeavor for you as well. So you've met a lot of people along the way. We had a conversation the other day that things just seem to be falling into place, which I think is a really synchronistic, a good sign from the universe that you're doing the right thing here. And you're motivated by the experience, not by anything else. This is free. So you want all kids to be able to come out and have a good time. And you're graciously giving of yourself to make sure that that happens. There are a lot of like-minded people in the community that are willing and able to do the same. Where would these people that are particularly interested in volunteering, how do they make that happen? How do they go contact you? What is the process?
The website is kidcamp.org. Kid with a K, obviously. So that's why I turned it into K of the camp, but I turned it into a K because I'm a bad speller. Kidcamp.org. Both kid and camp are spelled with a K.org.
Okay. I get it. Yeah, absolutely. That's great. Kidcamp.org, and they're both spelled with a K.
That could be an easy way to do it.
People can go to the website and contact you pretty easily from the website.
The email for Kidcamp is MD, like Maryland, allstars, allstars, BG, like boy, girl, at gmail.com.
Right on. That's an easy way as well. Email MD, allstars, BG. At gmail.com. They can read much more information about the camp on your website, and it's a good site. I've been checking it out myself. You have a lot of information there. I'm excited that the community has responded so well. It's fun and thrilling. And you know, people like to feel good about doing things. And I think that, as you said, you know, be nice and have fun. And usually good things come about from that.
I truly believe this is the most important thing, is that every morning we're going to have a lesson. And it's going to be a very poignant theme of the day. If kids are not being good sports, or they're being bratty or whatever it might be, throwing a tantrum, send them on over to me. The counselors can handle it. Do you remember the lesson this morning? Do you remember the lesson? It was be nice. And this is how you be nice. You shake the other person's hand, you know, and say good game, even though you lost by 10. Who cares? This is being nice. This is being nice. That's what I want the counselors and the kids to understand. It's not a stacking contest. No, it's how you get there. I want that to be the idea, is being nice.
So these kids will take a lot with them, a lot of good memories, a lot of good experiences, a lot of tools they can use as they continue through the education system and into young adulthood.
That is the dream, my friend. This is an important time and a very unique time, 2024. More screens than ever. I mean, not sunscreen. Sunscreen would be great. Put it on. Have fun in the sun. That kind of screen is a good screen. The other screens are all over the place. They're in everyone's pockets. No problem. But we got to make sure that the kids' screen time they're doing, how about like times two or three being outside with sunscreen, running around, having fun in the sun?
I love that idea. Yeah, I do.
That's the screen time.
To get the kids to disconnect from the digital world and to experience some one-on-one friendships and playing and having that camaraderie. Being out in that fresh air, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing you got going on here.
We're from nature.
Well, it's very exciting. I'm thrilled that it's happening. I'm really glad that you put so much into it, and it's deeply appreciated. And I want to, again, stress the fact that you're looking for volunteers. And volunteers can contact you on the website. They can contact you from the email address that we referenced earlier. But time is a bit of essence because this camp is starting next week. Reach out to you soon, but it's still going to be a wonderful experience no matter how many volunteers you get.
100% correct. Plenty of hands on deck, but it's always like more fun to have more hands.
You had mentioned also the possibility of there are people that might be interested in donating equipment, art supplies, things of that nature. That's also helpful as well, correct?
Yes, 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 yes. I like to think of it as recess and PE with lunch and learning in the middle.
There you go.
That's the one I like right there. Middle, so we have lunch and learning. I understand lunch. Okay, you have to eat. The learning is art, chess, checkers, Stratego, all the board games. That's the learning I'm talking about in the middle. And I like that because, like, it's a sandwich. Cool thing about the sandwich is the middle, the meat. But I'll put it on the outside, obviously, the bread. These are the breads. We're doing football. We're doing soccer. But in the middle, there's lunch and learning.
Yeah, the two good cuts, a great combination. You can't go wrong with that. Can't go wrong with that, my friend. Yeah, it's going to be nice. Going to be nice. That's something you...
Be nice is the only one, is the only rule.
All right, my friend. Well, listen, thank you for taking some time out to be on the air with me on this Saturday. Really appreciate it. Looking forward. I'm going to try to get over to myself, as we mentioned. I'm going to see if I can work that out. Maybe come over and help with a lunch and learn a little bit. Again, the website, we'll give a shout out to that, kidcamp.org. With a K, KIDKAMP.org. You can go there, get more information, and see what a great experience this is that is surely to happen year after year henceforth. And I think I'm real happy to be interviewing my friend at the very beginning of it. So thank you, Billy. I wish you well, man. Have a great holiday weekend, all right?
Michael, you're the best, dude. Thank you so much. You put a lot of love into the world in your own sort of way. You know,
I appreciate that.
I do what I do. It's all love. You do what you do, and it's all love. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.